जयं विष्णुपादपरमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतश्री श्रीमान् अभयचरणारविन्द भक्तवेदांत गोस्वामी हरशील प्रभुपाद की जयं नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णुपादपरमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशतश्री श्रीमान् भक्तसिद्धांत सरस्वती महर्षील प्रभुपाद की आनंदकोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्यशील हरिदास ठाकूर की प्रेम सहो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधाकृष्ण गोपगोविनाथ श्यामगुंड राधागुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की बृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनमाई की तुलसीदेवी की भक्तिदेवी की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसार सागरे मग्नम दीनं मां करुणानिधे कर्मग्राह गृहीतांगं मामुद्धर भवार्णवाल श्रीमद्भागवदाख्योयं प्रत्यक्षकृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वयां निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशवाम् भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोर्स्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेशं नाथस्त्वं नो यदप्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्यं सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं परं जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वया इतरतस् अर्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वरान् तेने ब्रह्महृदाय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरया तेजोपारिमृदं यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्मप्रोज्झितकैदवोऽत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणां सदा वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनं श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परैरीश्वरः सद्यो हृद्यवरुद्यदेत्र कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तक्षणां निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं पिबद भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुगाहं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तावत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमः यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुभेदमभेदकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकादरमज्जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिम् आनतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अतिथितीर्षदां तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणं करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिदादृदाननेन्दोः मम वाचि विजृम्भदां मुरारेर्मुद्रिं न कणिकापि कापि कापि नमाम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണീ ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദഭ്യം നമഃ. വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമഃ. പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീസരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി. കോമളം കൂജയൻ വീണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ. മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമഃ. ശ്രീമതി രാധികയേ നമഃ. സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So this discussion between Hamsavatar, Krishna's appearance as Hamsam, and the Kumaras, that is what we were talking 2 weeks back, isn't it? So in the Ekadasha Skandam, this particular chapter, that is this 13th chapter, which is this concerned about Paramahamsa Dharma, Paramahamsa state of consciousness, in other words. What do they do? Paramahamsas do. Paramahamsas means one who is situated on the platform of self-realization. They are already in the realized state. So there we have seen Krishna expanding that point. Krishna is expanding and telling us that this is the way their consciousness is. What is that? We saw there, Jagral Sutna Sushuptancha Gunado Buddhivrtaya Tasam Vilakshano Jiva Sakshitvena Vinishchidaha. Isn't it? Jagral Sutnam Sushuptamja Gunado Buddhivrtaya Tasam Vilakshano Jiva Sakshitvena Vinishchidaha. First of all, they know very well, those who are realized, Jagral Sutnam Sushupti, these three states are in connection with the Buddhi, in connection with intelligence. Most of the people won't know that, would they? They are thinking that I am sleeping now, I have woken up, or I was dreaming. This is what we know. General class of people will say like that, isn't it? But why these three states have come to us? That is Krishna's explanation to that. Why these three different states have come to us? That's what Krishna is saying. Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushuptam, Cham. Gunado Buddhivrtaya, it is in the Buddhi, it is in the intelligence. Tasam Vilakshano Jiva Sakshitvena Vinishchira. Jivatu Sakshitvena Tasam Vilakshana Vinishchiraha. Actually, in Vastava means in truth, Jiva is only a witness. Jiva is only a witness. In other words, beyond the three states of existence, is the real state of the living entity. Living entity is supposed to be beyond the three states of existence. That is not his normal situation, these three states of existence. So that's why he says here, Tasam Vilakshano Jiva. And when he comes under the three states of existence, what does Jiva do at that time? The soul is only a witness at that time, when he comes under the three modes of nature. Normally, he is not supposed to be in the three modes. He is going to be above the three states of existence or the three modes of nature. The three modes of nature is the same which has come as three states of existence. Three states of existence has come from the three modes of nature, isn't it? Sattugunam Jagrat, Rajogunam Swapnam and Tamogunam Sushupti. So the cover that puts on the three states of existence on the soul, when it is under the influence of these modes of nature, the modes of nature is in the intelligence. in the intelligence. Accordingly, we have to accept these three states, Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, and accordingly the three states of Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti. They are not our real state. They are not, that's not what we are. So when the jiva comes under that three states, Krishna is saying here, he only remains still, when he is there in these three states, Sakshityvena Vinishchidaha, he is only a Sakshi. He is not anything more than that. He is still not doing anything. He is still not doing anything. He is still a Sakshi there, even while under the modes of nature. So, how did this, I am woken up, we have this, everything is so subtle in this chapter. Everything is so subtle in this chapter. You have to give time yourself and think through and read through these verses in the Bhagavatam. Krishna is saying here, if it is like that, why do people say, I am awake now or I am sleeping now? Why this experience we have? If he is only a witness, that's a good question, isn't it? If it's only a witness, how come we are saying that I have woken up now? Krishna is saying that you are only a witness, Sakshityvena Vinishchida. But how come you say that you are woken up? You say, I'm awake, we say, isn't it? Or sometimes we say, I'm sleeping now. I'm not awake, I'm sleeping. Don't wake me up, I'm sleeping. So why did this experience comes to me, the person inside? That's what Krishna is saying. Yarhi samsrita bandhoyam almano gunavrtida mai duriyal stido jahiyal tyagasthal gunachedasam. So Krishna says, Yarhi samsrati bandhoyam almano gunavrtida almanaha ayam samsrati bandaha yarhi tarhi gunavrtidaha bhavati. In other words, so long as this intelligence in us, buddhi means pratnya, not the material intelligence referring to, it's our pratnya. Pratnya is as long as it has this adhyasam. Adhyasam means that I am the body, I am the mind, I am the intelligence, I am the false ego, and all these things which I am not. As long as it is, this is called adhyasike bandham. So erhis or samsrati bandham. Krishna calls it as samsrati bandham here. In some other times it is mentioned as adhyasike bandham. This has come to us due to adhyasam. Adhyasam means due to a long time of practicing it, our identification with the body, mind, intelligence and the false ego is so prominent that we don't know anything else except that. And so long as this adhyasa bandham or samsrati bandham is there, almano gunavrtida, it accordingly the gunam, the three modes of nature will show its vritti. Gunavrtti will happen. Almano gunavrtidaha. Mai turiye stido jahiyal tyagastal gunachedasam. Gunachedasam turiye mai stidaha. Then jahiyad tad gunachedasam tyagaha. Krishna is saying, therefore, one should get fixed up in me. Krishna is saying, he's talking about as a soul. One should get fixed up in the soul, in spiritual identity, and then break this connection with the non-self, which is body, intelligence, senses, ego and everything. All this is non-self. So Krishna says here, when he is fixed up in me, in the soul, then automatically this breakup will happen with the non-self and the consciousness. Consciousness will not identify with that anymore when it isn't. That's why it says here, Yarhi samsrati bandhoyam almano gunavrtidaha mai turiye stido jahya tyagasthal gunachedasam. That mai turiye means that fourth state, what Krishna is talking about, is that it is actually not a state, that is what we are. We are that. Maiduriya stido jahyal tyagasthal guna chedasam. Krishna is saying that gunam and chedasa. Chedasa means our the mind and the vishayam, sense objects, that breakage will happen. Then in the next verse, Krishna is saying here, how did this connection happen first instance? In the first instance, how did this adhyasam or identification starts with the body, mind, intelligence, senses and all that? അഹങ്കാരകൃതം ബന്ധം ആത്മനോ അർത്ഥവിപര്യം വിദ്വാൻ നിർവിദ്യ സംസാര ചിന്താം തുര്യേ സ്ഥിതസ്ത്യജേൽ. അഹങ്കാരകൃതം ബന്ധം ആത്മനോർത്ഥവിപര്യം വിദ്വാൻ നിർവിദ്യ സംസാര ചിന്താം തുര്യേ സ്ഥിതസ്ത്യജേൽ. അഹങ്കാരകൃതം ബന്ധം ആത്മനഃ അർത്ഥവിപര്യം വിദ്വാൻ നിർവിദ്യ തുര്യേ സ്ഥിതാഹ സംസാര ചിന്താം ത്യജേത്. സോ ആസ് സൂൺ ആസ് ദിസ് അഹങ്കാരം ഹാസ് കം, ഫോൾസ് ഈഗോ ഹാസ് കം, വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ഫോൾസ് ഈഗോ? ഐ ആം എ സെപ്പറേറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ, ഐ ആം എൻ ഐഡൻറ്റിറ്റി വിത്ത് ദി, ഐ ആം എ ജീവ, ഐ ആം എ സെപ്പറേറ്റ് എൻറ്റിറ്റി. അഹങ്കാരകൃതം ബന്ധം. And what will happen? Atmano arthavibharyayam. That Atma arthavibharyayam will happen. Arthavibharyayam means a misunderstanding. A misunderstanding will happen at that stage. What is that misunderstanding? Misunderstanding is this: I am this body and I am this intelligence, I am this false ego and I am the mind. All these are arthavibharyayam. So, why did arthavibharyam happens? Ahankarakritam bandham. Atmano arthavibharyam. Due to ahankaram inside. Vidvan nirvidya samsara chindam turiye sthita tyajel. Knowing very well that it is causing me anartham. It is causing me a lot of distress. And because of that, he should think. Ahankarakritam vidvan nirvidya. Vidvan means a learned person. Knowing this very well, സംസാര ചിന്താം തുര്യേ സ്ഥിത ത്യജേൽ. ഹി ഷുഡ് ഗിവ് അപ്പ് സംസാര ചിന്ത. സംസാര ചിന്ത മീൻസ് ദിസ് നേച്ചർ ടു എൻജോയ് ദി സെൻസസ്. നേച്ചർ ടു എൻജോയ് ദി സെൻസസ്, ബീങ് അണ്ടർ ദി ഇൻഫ്ലുവൻസ് ഓഫ് ദി സെൻസ് ഓബ്ജെക്ട്സ്. സോ ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ ജ്ഞാനീസ് പ്രോസസ്. ദാറ്റ് യു ക്യാൻ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് നൗ വൈ ഇൻ ദി പ്രോസസ് ഓഫ് ജ്ഞാനം പർട്ടിക്കുലർലി റിനൻസിയേഷൻ and detachment from sense enjoyment is absolutely necessary. It's absolutely necessary because Krishna says here, vidvan nirvidya samsara chintam turiye sthita tyajel. He says that knowing very well that the blissful nature of the soul is covered by this avidya inside, and you should know that the only personality, Krishna is above these three modes of material nature. Knowing very well, he should be situated in that state all the time. And nishta. Nishta means steadiness in one's spiritual life. Ekanta nishta. Completely fixed up on that platform of the soul. Completely fixed up on the platform of the soul. And in along with that, false ego will go away. When the inquiry starts intensely inside, who I am, what's my relationship with Krishna? In that process, we talked about this, that I am not this body, and this body is not mine. These are all the realizations of those who have come to this state. I'm not this body, body is not mine, and the body is not meant for my enjoyment. Body is not meant for my enjoyment. Jnanis who are advanced in that state, this is their perfect realization. They are in that realization all the time, that I'm not this body, body is not mine, and body is not meant for my enjoyment. If one has come to that state, Krishna is saying here that the that one who is situated in that state, he will be able to give up that false ego from inside. False ego occurs because of the association with the body. That's when the false ego develops in a person. So as long as one is freed from the grip of false ego, they call it as the scorpionic grip of the false ego. It's the scorpionic grip of the false ego. In other words, it is such a firm grip in the body that when one is released from that, Krishna is saying here in a natural way that vidyan nirvidya samsara chindam turiye sthitas tyajet. He should give up that with the understanding that this is avidya. He should see the body as avidya, the mind as avidya, the intelligence as avidya, and the false ego also as avidya. So, and in that way, he should give up the desire for enjoyment in this world. That is what Krishna is saying here. Then, if one cannot do that, Krishna is saying, all his time is a waste of time. All his time is a waste of time. All his karma, all his activity, all his knowledge also, jnanam, also is waste. It is also a wasted time. How does he say that? Yavannanarthadipumsam nanivartedayuktibhim jagartyabhiswapannajnaswapne jagaranam yathaha. Krishna says, Yavannanarthadipumso nanivartedayuktibhim. In other words, Yaval pumsa nanarthadi yuktibhi nanivarteda. In other words, once, till the point he gives up this nanatva buddhi. Remember nanatva buddhi we talked about before. What does this nanatva buddhi means? Nanatva buddhi means to see this duality in this world, that everything is different from Krishna. Everything is different from Krishna. In fact, when you, if you look back into verse 22, Krishna said the first thing to the four Kumaras were this. Vastudo yad ananatvam atmane prashna medrasha. Ananatvam. Ananatvam means who have lost this nanatva buddhi. Ananatvam means those who have lost this nanatva buddhi. Nanatva buddhi means everything is different in this world. Why? Seeing everyone in the, from the bodily level. Seeing somebody as, oh, he is this body, that is his name, he comes from this part of the world, or he speaks this language, he is a man, he is a woman. These are all nanatva buddhi. Krishna says that they are all as nanatva buddhi. So there he is mentioned, vastuno yad ananatvam atmana prashna medrishaha. So ananatvam is the state, actual state. Ananatvam means nanatvam doesn't exist. When nanatvam is existing, you will see all different. But a realized soul, he has no nanatvam, no diversity in that way. That's why I say here, yavan nanarthadi pumso na nivartheda yuktibhi. Once you are in that state of nanatvam or this diversity, then what will happen? Na nivartheda yuktibhi. You cannot come through logic and reasoning out of it. Logic and reasoning won't help us to come out of this diversity. That's what Krishna is saying. So he has to reflect on this and accept it. He has to reflect on this and accept it. It's Krishna's words are like that. So one who does not through reflection come out of that, which one? This nanatva buddhi. Yava nanarthadi pumso na nivartheda yuktibhi. Then his state, he is like this jagartyabhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. Krishna says, jagartyabhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. Actually, just like sometimes we find there, somebody is in the jagrat state, in the vacant state, but actually he is dreaming. He is dreaming. So what is it like? It is just like somebody who is sleeping and he is saying, I am awake, isn't it? Most of us, oh, I am not sleeping, I am okay, I am awake, he says. But actually I am sleeping. But to tell somebody else, I don't want to say that I am sleeping. So I say, I am awake, I am hearing what you are saying, but nothing is going in. Why? Jagartyabhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. Just like in the dream state, if somebody is saying, then it's jagartyabhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. In svapnam, in dreams, if he is dreaming, if he is saying, I am jagaranam, I am in the vacant state, how will it be? It doesn't mean anything. Actually, he is in the dream state. So similarly, Krishna is saying this is his situation. Yavan nanarthadipamso na nivarteda yuktibhi jagartyabhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. So this is an important statement in the Bhagavadam, that Krishna is saying there that all his efforts are a waste of time when he is not taking all these things very seriously. And so at that time the question will come, Varnashramam and all that is nanatvam, isn't it? Varnashrama buddhi, Varnashramam is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam. This is all nanatvam. So by sannyasi state, one should have come out of all these things. Nanatva buddhi should have been freed from him. So Krishna says here that Varnashramam also is identification with the body only. It is nothing higher than that. As I said before, that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying there also that this Varnashrama Dharmam is for whom? It is meant for those who are in the bodily identity, not for those who are moved away from the platform of the body. So Varnashrama Dharmam is also mentioned in the Vedas. It's coming from the Vedic literature, isn't it? Vedic injunction is Varnashrama Dharmam. So you may ask the question that Varnashrama Dharmam, is that not Nanatva Buddhi? Yes, it is Nanatva Buddhi. But how to come out of that? That Krishna is saying, Asatvadalpano Anyesham Bhavanam Talkrita Abhida Gadayo Hedavaschasya Mrusha Satnadrisho Yadaham. Almana Anyesham Bhavanam. In other words, whatever we see separately from the soul, they are all false. They are all false. Everything in relationship with the matter is false, Krishna says. Bhavanam Talkrita Bhidam. So, similarly, Gadayo Hedavaschasya Mrusha Satnadrisho Yadaham. So, similarly, all the heavenly planets and all the activities in relationship with the heavenly planets, like the sacrifices people perform to go to the heavenly planets, and all those things, Krishna says, is in reality, they are all false. They are all false, which you can understand why Krishna is saying that. Because Karmagandam and other major parts of the Veda is referring us to those who wants to enjoy the heavenly planets. For them, Karmagandam is spoken, isn't it? Karmagandam is given there. But Karmagandam has a higher goal to execute this as Karma Yogam. Then it becomes beneficial to him. But so long as we are in the platform of Karmagandam, executing that for the sake of enjoying the higher planets and going to the heavenly planets to enjoy there the higher standard of life there, which is very much based on the body, so therefore he has not escaped still. He is still in the grip of that. Gadayo hedavaschasya mrusha sapna drisho yada. For him also, all his dreams and all his realizations on the heavenly planets and his desire to enjoy those heavenly planets, that's all just like a dream, Krishna says, that it's all false. Because all these heavenly planets, sense enjoyment in the heavenly planets, all this is meant for ignorant people. It's meant for the ignorant who have not understood that we are spirit soul, who have not come to that realization yet. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see a great personality. To get him out of that karmam and his desire for sense enjoyment, Sri Narada Maharshi goes to see him, isn't it? In the fourth canto, you will know this story. Prajina Barhi story. Puranjanovakhyanam, Puranjana story. How much effort Sri Narada Maharshi had to put to make Prajina Barhis understand that this so-called execution of sacrifices and going to heavenly planets is not the goal of life. It's not the goal of life. So in order to do that, Sri Narada Maharshi had to go to him and speak to him 5 chapters in the Srimad Bhagavatam to him, just to make him understand. But because Prajina Barhis was a very intelligent person, he immediately got the message and left the kingdom and went to the forest and took the instruction very, very, very seriously. So that happens to few people who have come to that state. So in these chapters, what we have so far talked about, Krishna says there that that so long as we are in the grip of false ego, we are in the jagartyabhi svapanatya sotne jagaranam yatha. As long as we are in the grip of false ego, when Krishna says false ego, he is not talking about the gross false ego in us, the gross pride in us. Everyone is proud in this world. As far as Bhagavatam is concerned, everybody is proud in this world. That because I am so and so, when you say like that, what does that mean? Without that you cannot live in this world, isn't it? Without that you cannot live in this world. If you, when you give, say, for an application for a job or something, when they ask you, for the first thing you have to write your name, isn't it? Name or family name or this or name. If you write there your name, eternally liberated, fully conscious, fully nitya shuddha buddha mukta sarupam, very pure, fully pure, and that is my swarupam, that's my nature. If you write like that, that application will come back or it'll go to the bin, isn't it? So society wants from you to begin with this ignorance first. Society, that's what they want. This is what is called society. Society has created all these things. And what are we trying to do? We are trying to go with this society and want to make spiritual life. That will never happen. It is not possible. All those... So one who has self-realized, therefore, he cannot write an application. This is his state. If he has realized the self, then he won't be able to write an application. That means he can't get a job either. He can't get a job, can he? Because he can't apply for the job, whether it is through internet or through the other way. It doesn't matter. You have to give your name, isn't it? You want an identity. You need an identity in the vyavaharam. In the transactions in this world, you need an identity. Otherwise, you can't function here. So, therefore, what Krishna is saying here is, why this is all spoken, this is ahankaram. As soon as he put a name to you, it's ahankaram. False ego. I am this. I am so-and-so. I am come from. This is my address. This is my phone number. This is my email address. All this is ahankaram only. This is ahankaram Krishna is talking about here. Not the, there is on a gross level ahankaram in another way. Seeing that I am so important person, everybody should offer me respect. That's another ahankaram. But this very start of this material bodily identification is with ahankaram. That's the important thing. The ahankaram begins at that very moment itself. The moment we identify with the name, with an address, with a telephone number, with an email address, with all that, ahankaram has already started working. That's what Krishna is saying here. That such a person, one who has gone beyond all these things, he will never be able to work in this body. So many personalities were like that. If you ask them to write their name down, they say, we have no name. They say, what name should I write? They'll ask you back. They'll ask back at you. So, no name. So, one who is in that state of consciousness, that state is called avyavahara siddhi. There is no vyavaharam possible. Vyavaharam means transaction is only possible when you have ahankaram, number one. Only when you have ahankaram, you can function in the society, number two. Society expects you to have some ahankaram. Otherwise, how can you function in the society? Because all the law which the society has made is centered around this ahankaram and false ego. Nothing else, isn't it? So, the question is here that my false ego and your false ego should not clash. So long as it goes on like that, it can somehow stay. But as soon as there is some clash between the false egos, then there is a problem there. So even one who is in a realized state, even in a realized state, if he has to do some vyavaharam in this world, he has to accept this dream for some time. And he has to stay in the vyavaharam sometimes. Even they are self-realized, fully self-realized. Sometimes, for the sake of doing this vyavaharam in this world, they will accept a little bit of ignorance from the society. Just to conduct the business here. And they will stay in that situation for some time till the business is over. But while conducting this business, they are always conscious that it's only ignorance I have accepted from the society. What society has given to me is a little bit of ignorance so that I can conduct the business in this world. Because to expect that everyone else in this world will be self-realized and to deal with them is difficult. Out of Krishna says that Bahunam Janmanam Ande Yanavanmam Prabhadyades Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So that Vasudeva Sarvamiti state doesn't happen to everybody. Bahunam, many lifetimes after one comes to that state. And when once that happens, Samahatma Sudurlabha, Krishna says it's very, very rare, such a Mahatma. So, because it is like that, and the society, in other words, is made up of all the ignorant ones. That is the society. So, that person who is in that Mahatma, who is in that realized state, he has to come down to deal with this society. So, what he has to do? He has to become one like us, and then do the business here, finish the business, and he has to go back to that state again. So, for vyavaharam's sake, for transactions in this world, he has to accept sometimes a little bit of ignorance here from us. So many people were like that, that they have realized the truth. After realization, it is difficult for them to adjust with this world. And their life is always in a state where they find that the ignorance from this society is overpowering sometimes. And although it is not because of the strength of realization, they may not get victimized by that, but they minimize their vyavaharam in this world for this reason only. They minimize the vyavaharam in this world. For them, there is no boundaries in this world. Like we have drawn all these boundaries, isn't it? For different countries, we have got the limits. The passport office is there, the visa and UNIC require, and then the immigration people on both sides, one who will let you out and one who will let you in. Like this. All these are in relationship with the body. But one who sees this as Krishna's wealth and Krishna's property, how can he think any time in the terms of the boundaries and limits and borders? That's not possible. So that is the state, real self-realized state has got these problems, that you will not be able to conduct your business in this world. So therefore, many jnanis in the realized state, they don't move anywhere. They live in one place just to escape from this trap, what we have put on them. So till they escape from this trap, they'll stay in one place and conduct their business. Some others, they may not be able to stay. Why? Although they have realized the truth, the body will demand movement from place to place. Because shariram has its own nature of the nature in the body to move around all the time. In such a situation, they cannot stay in one place, so they keep moving from place to place. But in everywhere, they are fully conscious that it is Krishna's property. And everywhere, they are only seeing Krishna's presence. Even therefore, their dealings with the world is without ragadvesham. There is no attachment and aversion. So therefore, it does not create any karmavasana inside. So it does not bind them anymore. But at the same time, they will be a problem for them while dealing with this world still. So many instances you can see here that great personalities, Ramatirtha story I mentioned before, Swami Ramatirtha, he was one personality like that. They sent him to Japan. Somebody invited him to Japan, he went there. When he went there, he has nothing with him. From Japan, he had no idea where he had to go. So they sent him to America from there. And in America, you will see on the in California, where the river Sacramento, he stayed there for many, many years. And he used to speak to the birds and the trees and to many animals in the forest. He was able to communicate with them. Never felt that he was in a different place like many others do. When we go from A to B, we want to make sure everything is organized there, isn't it? But in the realized state, all these things do not happen. They are all freedom from that mind and the senses. So this state of existence, Krishna says here, actually a realized soul has no problem in this world. He is not experiencing anymore any problems with the world, from the world. He is in that state already, he has reached there. He has already reached that state. He has no problems in this world. He sees this world simply as Krishna's energy, Krishna's expansion of his energy. In other words, everything is spirit here for him. And his relationship with the world is also as though he is communicating with Krishna. So he has escaped from here. Sukadeva Goswami says, there is one more person who has escaped from this world. Who is that? One who has no spiritual understanding of life. He also has no problem. Because he will daily, day after day, he will fight in this world, make money, enjoy life, all these kind of things, he'll continue that. He also doesn't have any problem in this world because nothing is disturbing his mind. He thinks the world is absolutely real. I should enjoy here. I have only a very short period of time in this world. I should make as much money as possible. And I should have a good life here before the time is over. He also has no problem. There is one in between the two. He has all the problems. That is what in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look, you will find there in the third canto, Yascha Muta Tamo Loge Yascha Buddhe Param Gadaha Ta Ubhau Sukhame Nidhi Klishyanda Terido Janaha. This is Sukadeva Goswami saying. He says, Yascha Muta Tamo Loge, യശ്ച ബുദ്ധേ പരം ഗതഃ. മൂഢതമോ ലോകേ, വൺ ഹൂ ഈസ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ഇഡിയോട്ടിക്, സ്റ്റൂപ്പിഡ്. മൂഢതമം, മൂഢ മീൻസ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി ഈസ് ഇഗ്നോറൻ്റ്. യശ്ച മൂഢതമോ ലോകേ, ഹി ഹാസ് നോ പ്രോബ്ലം, ഹീ ഈസ് ഹാപ്പി, ഹി സിറ്റുവേറ്റഡ്. ദെൻ യശ്ച ബുദ്ധേ പരം ഗതാഹ, വൺ ഹൂ ഇസ് മൈൻഡ് ഇസ് ഇൻ്റലിജൻസ് ഇസ് ഗോൺ ടു പരം ബുദ്ധി. പരം ബുദ്ധി മീൻസ് ദി സുപ്പീരിയർ നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് ദി സൂപ്പർ സോൾ ഹു ഹാസ് ഗോൺ ടു ദം. താ ഉഭയോ സുഖമേ ദേതോ, ദീസ് ടു ആർ എൻജോയിങ് ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദീസ് ടു കൈൻഡ്സ് ഓഫ് പീപ്പിൾ ഹു എൻജോയ് ദിസ് വേൾഡ്, ഹു വൺ ഹു ഹാസ് സെൽഫ് റിയലൈസ്ഡ്, ഹീ ഈസ് എൻജോയിങ് ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. വൈ? ബിക്കോസ് മെറ്റീരിയൽ ഡിസ്ട്രെസ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് ഡിസ്റ്റർബ് ഹിം എനി മോർ. മെറ്റീരിയൽ ഡിസ്ട്രെസ്, ആധ്യാത്മികം, ആദിഭൗതികം, ആദിദൈവികം, ദീസ് ത്രീ പ്രോബ്ലംസ് ഡസൻ്റ് എക്സിസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ ഹിം. ആദിഭൗതികം, ഓൾ ദീസ് ത്രീ തിങ്സ് ഡോണ്ട് എക്സിസ്റ്റ് ഫോർ ഹിം, സോ ഹീ ഈസ് ഫ്രീ. ദെൻ ദി അതർ വൺ ഹൂ ഈസ് കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി അബ്സോർബ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദി ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ഓഫ് ദിസ് വേൾഡ്, കംപ്ലീറ്റ്ലി എൻഗേജ്ഡ് ഇൻ ഓൾ കൈൻഡ്സ് ഓഫ് സെൻസ് എൻജോയ്മെൻറ്റ് ആൻഡ് സെൻഷ്വൽ ഹാപ്പിനെസ്, ഹി ഈസ് ഓൾസോ നോട്ട് സഫറിങ് ബിക്കോസ് ഹി വെൻ ഹാപ്പി ഡിസ്ട്രെസ് കംസ് ഹി അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ഇറ്റ്, ദാറ്റ്സ് ഫൈൻ, ഔട്ട് ഐ സ്റ്റിൽ ഹാവ് അനദർ സം ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ആഫ്റ്റർ വേർഡ്സ്, സോ ഇൽ കണ്ടിന്യൂ ടു ലുക്ക് ഫോർ സം ഹാപ്പിനെസ് ലൈറ്റർ. സോ ദാറ്റ്സ് വൈ സുദേവ് ഗോസ്വാമി സേസ് ഇൻ ദ ഭാഗവതം, യശ്ച മൂഢതമോ ലോകേ യശ്ച ബുദ്ധേ പരം ഗതാഹ. മൂഢതമം, ദാറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ഹൂ ഈസ് ഫൂളിഷ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്, ഹീ ഈസ് ഹാപ്പി. യശ്ച ബുദ്ധേ പരം ഗതാഹ, one who has gone beyond this world, who is in the realized state, completely fixed up in the soul, he is also happy. Then ta ubhau sukhame dedo, the both of them are experiencing happiness. Klishat andari andarido janaha, the all other people are actually suffering in this world. That is the conclusion of Sukadeva Goswami's commentary on the Bhagavatam. That's what his conclusion says. So the one who is in the middle, they are the troubled one. And this middle one is what actually the society is. The society is made up of these middle ones. Have you noticed? One who is enjoying unlimitedly and one whose goal is only sense enjoyment, he is not too bothered what you are doing in this world, because his mind is completely absorbed in the sense enjoyment. That's, you can see this very often. Sometimes when you talk to people, you try to talk to them about Krishna consciousness or anything, they'll tell you, well, you know, if you have problems, my dear mate, you try it or whatever you want to do, but leave me alone. They'll say to you like this, isn't it? It is that category he's talking about. They'll say to you, don't get me involved. If you give you some happiness, carry on with your Krishna consciousness, but leave me alone, let me enjoy my life, he'll say. That is that second category. Yascha mudhatamo loge. For him, there is no other thoughts in his life except enjoying life. Then the other one, he is not a part of the society. He says, left the society. He is not bothered what the society does or not, what it does or what doesn't do. He is just only looking for enjoyment. That is yascha mudhatamo loge. Then there is another class who is in the realized state. He is gone, left this world already. He is on his way back. In other words, he has understood what he is, so he doesn't want to identify with this world. He has escaped. In between these two, and that is a society, what we are living in. So we have to understand this society very much. Everybody thinks, if I am well situated in the society, life should be okay, isn't it? That's what most of us think. That in the society, we should have some respect. Society should recognize me, who I am. And in order to get that recognition from the society, I will do so many things. My community and my society should be okay. Then everything is fine in this world. In this ignorance that is going on. So Krishna is saying here that this society has come from, society cannot allow you to have spiritual knowledge. Society cannot allow you to have spiritual knowledge, because the moment you take spiritual knowledge seriously, you will have to break your connection with the society. Break the connection with the society. In society, jnanam is important. Ignorance is important in the society. Knowledge is not important. Jnanam is not important in the society. In society, important is ajnanam. With this spiritual knowledge, you cannot do anything in this world. That also we have to accept it. With this spiritual knowledge, you cannot do anything in this world, because the world does not want your spiritual knowledge. What world wants is, world is full of made of ajnanis, isn't it? Ajnanam. Ajnanam is the quality of this society. So society, nothing will be favorable for spiritual life in this world. So only if you have that ignorance, ajnanam inside, that you can deal with this society. Otherwise you can't deal with this society. That's why Krishna says here, artha vibharyayam. This is called artha vibharyayam. You remember that word? Ahankara kritam bandham atmano artha vibharyayam, Krishna says there. Isn't it? That artha vibharyayam is this. Artha vibharyayam means that the knowledge, you can't take it, but you have to accept forcefully some ignorance and to go on with that is called artha vibharyayam. Ahankara kritam bandham atmano artha vibharyayam. And where is that came? Because of ahankaram inside. False ego inside. Because, as I said, ahankaram has begun with the identity as the body. Not only bodily identification, along with that, I am this mind, intelligence, senses. And then functioning in this world as a separate identity, not recognizing who Krishna is, and what is Krishna's position in all these things. No recognition of that. I am important. Krishna is not important at that time. So we will separately think our identity as different and no spiritual identity, completely on a bodily platform operating in this world, is called ahankara kritam bandham. That is ahankaram. That itself is ahankaram. So in other words, you can see nobody is exempted from ahankaram. Everyone is a ahankari here. Everyone is a ahankari here. Because that's how we are living in this world, in that ahankaram. So that ahankaram is Krishna is saying here, ahankara kritam bandham atmano artha vibharyayam. Because of that ahankaram inside, artha vibharyayam has happened. What is that artha vibharyayam? Artha vibharyayam is this, that jnanam is there, but you can't use it in life. You have to act like an ajnani. Jnanam is there. With your mind and intelligence, sometimes you are able to accept, yes, what Krishna is saying is right. But in practical life, you cannot do it. Artha vibharyayam. Why is that? Because ahankaram is not allowing you to use that jnanam in practical life. In practical life, ahankaram is not allowing you. That's why he says here, ahankara kritam bandham atmano artha vibharyayam. Isn't it? Atmano artha vibharyayam. Then he says there that ahankara kritam bandham atmano artha vibharyayam vidwan nirvidya samsaram chindam turiye siddha stejet. He says here, vidwan, a learned person. Now, in Krishna's view, you can see whom he is referring to, vidwan. Vidwan means one who has understood these things and deals with the world in that way. Vidwan, nirvidya, samsara chindam turiye siddha stejet. Samsara chinda has to go from such a person. Ahankaram means identification with a personality. And for that personality or ahankaram, false ego inside, we are adding on to that all kinds of things to that, to ahankaram, isn't it? The false ego inside, I'm adding on to that so many things to make it stronger. How? I give an identity as a family man. Oh, I'll say, this is my family, my wife, my children. Then I say, I belong to this community or that community. Or then I say, I am a member of so many these societies. I have those identities as well. Then I work in a such and such a place. I have identity there with a company or some organization. Like this ahankaram inside, you keep on adding on to it. Just like we dress up ourselves, isn't it? With various clothes. We put jewelry on, we put the tilak on, we put various things to dress up and make ourselves more attractive to others. Similarly, the false ego inside, using all these different designations, it puts itself in a very established state in this world. Isn't it? It becomes more established in this world through the medium of false ego. That's what it is doing there. So, whatever you may do that, you are doing all polishing it and make up everything you do. Eventually, if you do all that, you become an important person in the society. You become an important person in the society. So society's recognition is for all this, the polish and the makeup what you do. If you don't have polishing and makeup of your false ego, then the society won't want to know anything about you. Whereas if you have a lot of if everyone is false ego, no doubt. But on that false ego, you have to put up all this polishing it and the makeup of that, and that it will become very fully established in this world, and the society will accept you then. Isn't it? That's what you find. You can see when a VIP comes. Why is he a VIP? VIP comes, immediately a separate door is opened for him to go in, and there will be a management team with him to make sure that he is not put into any inconvenience inside. All these things. Ahankara kritam bandham. Atmano artha vivaryayam. This is what it means. Nothing more than this. That all this is coming from when there is no understanding of spiritual life. When there is no understanding of spiritual life, we'll follow the society's law. Society expects all these things. VIP treatment. Why? Because that is ajnanam. Society is coming from ignorance. So you follow, either you can follow the society's law or you can follow Krishna. You have only choice there. But you can't follow society and say, I am becoming Krishna conscious. That won't happen. That's not possible. Because ahankara kritam bandham atmano artha vibharyam. Krishna says like that. He says here that you have to give some declaration in the society, I am so and so. Only then society will accept you. Otherwise society cares nothing. So it doesn't care for anybody. So you have to declare that. Without that declaration, you cannot live in this world. You cannot live in this world. That is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we are discussing these chapters, it is so much based on the platform of the soul. Most of the people, they will hear and they will say, oh, it's all not practical. It's not possible. Why? Ajnanam is so strong inside. Ajnanam is dictating from inside. Nothing is practical. Krishna is saying to us, this is the only truth. But we are in ignorance. But we will not accept that Krishna statement there. We cannot accept that. So that's why it is saying like that. So, suppose you are situated in the Turiyam. In that state. Samsara chintam tyajet. Krishna is saying there, isn't it? He says there that vidvan nirvidya samsara chintam turiye sthitas tyajet. He says. Remember that verse in the 29th verse. Ahankara kritam bandham atmano artha vibharyayam. So if you have understood this, that ahankara kritam bandham. Because of ahankaram inside, bandham has come. Bandham, bondage. Atmano artha vibharyayam. Artha vibharyayam has happened. Jnanam is not manifesting in our nature. We are accepting ajnanam from the society and living that life in this world. If we live this ignorant life throughout all the time, then Krishna says that it will become your identity. Everything is like that. What we practice, that we become that at the end. Isn't it? Atmano artha vibharyayam. But vidwan, a knowledgeable person who has realizations, he will say, vidwan nirvidya samsara chindam turiye sthitas tyajet. He says, samsara chinda tejas tyajet. When will he do that? When can he do that? When the vairagyam is complete inside. When the vairagyam is complete inside, only at that point he can do that. So long as we have no vairagyam inside, we cannot break away from the society. Isn't it? It's attachment to the society. That is what it is. So because we value and respect the society, what the society is telling us to do, therefore you have to respect the society. We think that we don't want to break the laws of the society, however ignorant it is. Krishna is saying there that samsara chindam tyajet. Samsara chindam means this material identification and material sense enjoyment should be given up at some point. At some point, in order that one can come out of this jnanam. So, vairagyam is a pre-requirement for jnanam. Vairagyam is a pre-qualification, in other words, for knowledge. This is what Krishna is saying. That without pre-qualification, you are not even qualified to have spiritual knowledge when this pre-qualification is not there. And that pre-qualification is vairagyam, Krishna says there. In other words, what happens? Nanatva buddhi. Krishna says earlier, he says, vastu ananatvam, he said, isn't it? Ananatvam. So that nanatva buddhi, so long as it does not leave us, till we do not lose that nanatva buddhi from this world, we are still in the dream state. We are in a dream state. So in other words, dreaming is not only when we are sleeping at night. The whole day, when our thoughts and vision is centered around, based on the body and the society and operating in this field of ignorance, it is swapnam. As far as Krishna is concerned, it is swapnam. It is a dream state. It is a drama that we are seeing, or a cinema, what we are seeing here. So, we have a little pleasure in this. That is why if somebody wakes us up, we don't want to wake up. There is some pleasure in this dream and in this cinema, what is going on. So there is some pleasure in that. We don't like it when somebody wakes us up. So just like when somebody is, when you are in a very good dream state in the night while sleeping, you are in a very good dream. And that time if somebody comes and wakes you up, you won't like it. You will think, why did you wake me up now? I was in a good dream. Even if it's a dream, doesn't matter. Still you are enjoying it. So because you are enjoying that dream, when someone wakes you up, you don't like it. Similarly, in this world also, although Krishna is calling this as a dream state. Why? Because there is some happiness, something coming here. Although it is in reference to the body and the mind, so therefore somebody wakes us up, we don't want to respond to that. Krishna says in that dream state, it is not possible to have spiritual knowledge. So, nanatva buddhi, there are a lot of difficulties here. Say, for example, in the dream state, I can dream myself that I was an emperor and I was a big palace and a lot of facilities for sense enjoyment, everything like that. And at the same time, so many things I am dreaming, and in that state somebody comes and wakes me up, I will not like it. So, because once you wake up, then you know it's all misery, isn't it? Wife will say, oh, you have to take the children to school. Then she'll say, I have to go for shopping. And then she'll say something else. And there will be so many other problems, going to doctor, going to this, going that, all these things. So, in the dream state, all these things are there in the dream states also. But still, you won't wake up from that. And only when there is, when do you wake up from the dream state? If you observe clearly, you can see. Only when you are experiencing in the dream state some misery, then you wake up. Then you wake up. Because that misery is sufficient for you to come out of it. Come out of that. So at that time, if somebody wakes you up, you are happy. See the beauty of the dream. Dream is like that. If you are dreaming a good time, having a good time in the dream, if somebody comes and wakes you up, you don't like it. But if you are having a bad dream, where you are suffering heavily, someone comes and wakes you up, you enjoy that, isn't it? So the same dream, what you are experiencing, decides whether you like to be woken up or not. Whether you like to be woken up or not. So similarly, just like you woke up from the dream state to Jagrat state, and you wanted to be woken up when the distress came. Similarly, in Jagrat state also, you want to be woken up only when the distress comes. It's equal applied to Jagrat state. This is the studying these three states is so important, because you can see how the dream state and the activities, they are all independent. They are not, one has no influence on the other. They are all independent in its own way. In the dream state, you like to be woken up, like just like when you get a bad dream. You tell, some people say like this, isn't it? Sometimes I might make a big noise in the dream, in the sleep. You should wake me up straight away. They say like that when they sleep. And why do they say that? Because they know that that dream state is not very pleasant. He is experiencing a lot of misery in that state. So he will say like this, that please wake me up straight away. So in the same way, and when he wakes you up, you are happy at that time because you got out of that dream state. So many things you experience in the dream. Say you have lost your job in the dream. So you had a big air crash or car crash or something like that. Or someone died who is very close to you. All these kind of dreams can happen. And in that dream state, you will experience that misery. And then when suddenly wake you up, and then you realize, oh, I didn't have a car crash, I didn't have an air crash, or I did not, nobody has left me, everything is in its place, all relatives and friends, everybody is there, then you feel happy again, isn't it? So similarly, when you were woken up from the dream, you felt happy. Similarly, in the vacant state, when everything is going on with the way we enjoying it, if somebody wakes you up, you don't want to know about it. But when you are in distress in the Jagrat state, in the vacant state, when you are in distress, at that time, if somebody wakes you up, you will wake up. That's why Shastra is saying that only when then that distress comes in life, you will really wake up to reality of the spiritual life. Otherwise, all this preaching we can do, but it will be just an entertainment. It will not go anything beyond than that. That vairagyam has to come from that distress. And from that vairagyam, knowledge will wake up inside, because knowledge is already there inside. It's not that it has to come from outside anywhere. So Krishna's point is here, nobody will... Sometimes people ask this question, why do you keep on reading this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam whole life, wasting time like this? There is so many other things. What do you get out of this? People ask this question. I'm not joking. They keep asking. When they see you traveling in a train or flight and you are reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, what are you reading Bhagavad Gita? What's this about? Oh, it's about Krishna's spiritual instructions about spiritual life. And he says, is there anything else to read? Look at this flight magazine, so many nice things advertised, duty-free, and so many things like that. He's finding value for all that. So what did he say is that when you tell him about such things, they will ask you like this, and he will not listen. Whatever you can tell him, it will not go through his ears. We will ask even this question, can you not live in this world without all this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam? Is it not possible to live in this world? So answer to that is, if you can live in this world without that, carry on living like that. There's nobody says that you cannot live in this world. But sometimes what happens is, that very person who has asked you this question, 10 years later down the line, you see him walking with another Bhagavad Gita on his pocket. You see him walking down with a Bhagavad Gita in the pocket. So you ask him, what has happened? You ask him, why, what happened to you, my mate? What changed you now? So he will tell you, his answer will be like this. He says, what can I say? Whole business has collapsed. Health has completely gone. All family life is over. And everything has gone in such a way that distress has come to him. And those whom he thought will be with him, they have all abandoned him, renounced him and left him all. Plus, added to that, a helpless state has come as far as the health is concerned. So when you get a few beatings like that in life, then slowly you start looking, what does Krishna got to say about this? Up to that time, there will be no inquiry about that. So that's what Krishna is saying here. That when you get that, a few things like that in life, then only you realize that what distress is and how to get rid of that distress. Nanatva dehi. That is that nanatvam Krishna is saying here. Then he says here that yavan nanarthadi pumso. Because it is only in nanartham you can have sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment is only possible when there is nanarthadi. That I have to consider everyone as an individual and I have to relate with that person on a bodily level. Only when you relate with people on a bodily level, all this sense enjoyment can carry on in this world, isn't it? Yava nanarthadipam so na nivartede yukti bhi. Krishna says, jagartya bhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. That is that word important. Jagartya bhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. That in Swapnam state, in the dream, Krishna is using exactly the same example, that in the Swapnam state, in the dream state, if somebody wakes you up, what is his situation? Jagartyabhi Swapan Ajniha. That even though somebody appears as though he is in Jagrata state, in vacant state, actually he is in the dream state of the dream of illusion of this world. He's completely under the clutches of illusion, that he cannot see the truth. Yavan anarthadipam so na nivarteda yuktibi jagartyabhi svapannajna svapne jagaranam yatha. That That is the conclusion. These verses are so important for continuously one analyzes this within, you can see the truth behind it, isn't it? In the normal level, it's not to be captured by mind and intelligence. Let me say this from the very beginning. It is not for to apply your mind and intelligence and analyze it. This comes from a completely different plane. I mentioned that from the beginning of Ekadasham. That Ekadasha Skandham is not spoken to be captured by mind and intelligence. It is spoken from the spiritual plane. And only in a peculiar plane you can understand it. Only in a peculiar plane you can understand. You cannot use your mind and intelligence to understand Ekadasham. It will not work. It simply won't work. This is Krishna. All spiritual message is like that. Everything in spiritual life is like that. That is why, if you remember, we discussed in the Bhagavad Gita when Krishna talked to Arjuna, Vaivasvan Manuve Praha Manu Rikshaguve Bravid. Isn't it? Manu Rikshaguve Bravid. Sa Evayam Maya Tedya Yoga Prokta Puratanaha Bhaktosime Sakha Chedi Rahasyam Hedad Uttamam. If you look into the fourth chapter, you will see there, isn't it? So he begins that chapter, that Krishna is saying there, that sa evayam maya tedya yoga prokta puradana. Remember, these things in the Bhagavad Gita is so important. If you don't understand the subtlety of Krishna's words there, you will simply on an intellectual plane keep on analyzing these things. Keep on analyzing these things. And you will see there, you will not get anywhere. You will never understand Bhagavad Gita if you don't understand the subtlety of these words, what Krishna is saying there. Krishna says there, in that fourth chapter, if you look, in the first beginning of that itself is that Imam Vivasvade Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manu Rikshaguve Bravid. Isn't it? Manu spoke to Rikshagu. I spoke to Vivasvan. Krishna says, I spoke to Vivasvan. Arjuna is sitting there and thinking, what is he saying, talking about? He spoke to Vivasvan. Vivasvan appeared millions of years ago. Krishna is saying to me, I have spoken this to him. Anyway, Arjuna keeps it to himself for the moment. Then he says, Evam Panambara Pratam Imam Rajarshayo Vidu Sakali Neha Mahada Yogo Nashta Parandava. Krishna says, Yogo Nashta Parandava. Krishna should have said, actually, Shastro Nashta Parandava. Isn't it? He didn't say that, did he? If you have said Shastro Nashta Parandava, it would have made sense to us. Because we are thinking, Krishna has spoken this millions of years ago to Vivasvan. After some time, maybe they have lost all the recorded literature or the CDs or cassettes or the books or whatever that was. And somehow or the other, we have lost it. That is how normally a person will understand it, wouldn't they? They will understand it that way. They'll think that Shastram, what Krishna has spoken to Vivasvan, that has been lost somehow, and now I am again speaking, repeating the same thing. That's how they will understand. But that is not what Krishna is saying here. Krishna is saying here, Sakale Neha Mahada Yogo Nashta Parandava. He says, Yogam was lost. Shastram was not lost. Bhagavad Gita was there, but Yogam has gone. When does something becomes Yogam, and when does it become Shastram? That also we have to know. Because we are thinking always that everything is in the book, we say. When somebody asks a question, what do we do first thing? We open the book. Which verse, Prabhu? Open the verse. And translation. Here's the translation. Here's the purport. What is the problem? That's how they answer your questions. If you go in that route, you will never get Bhagavad Gita, what Bhagavad Gita is saying. Sakale nehamahada yogo nashta varandava. Krishna is saying yoga has gone. Shastram was still there. Bhagavad Gita verses were not lost. It was all there. It was still people were reciting Bhagavad Gita. But Yogam has gone. That is what has happened. So this is easy to understand. In everything, there is Yogam and there is Shastram. Shastram is there and the Yogam is there. Shastram will remain always here. Shastram will always remain here. Yogam will always be lost. That's why, not only in the verse second, then in the verse 3 also, Krishna repeats the same thing. What does he say? Sa evayam maya tedya yoga prokta puratana. Yoga is so puradhanam, is so old. I spoke about this yoga system to somebody, to Vaivaswan. And he says, Bhaktosi me sakha chedi rehasyam hedo tamam. Because you are my devotee and you are my sakhav, therefore I'll instruct you. This is what the verse says, isn't it? Now if you hear that verse, you will think, well, you know, Arjuna was his close mate, so therefore he gave it to him. I'm not his mate, so he's not going to give it to me, isn't it? That is how you will understand that. If it is like that, then Krishna is like any one of us, isn't it? We give favors to our friends, isn't it? To the enemies we say, show, we don't want to respond to them. If Krishna is also like us, like that, only if he is his friend, he will do it for you. Then what is this? He's not God anymore. And then he's also another place, he's saying, I'm impartial to everyone. Then he says, I'm friendly to to these people, to somebody like that. So it all becomes contradiction there, isn't it? So if you understand this word yoga system, what Krishna is referring to, you'll understand it better. What Krishna is saying there is, Bhaktosi me sakha chedi. What is sakha means? Sakha means that one who has understood Krishna properly, he is a sakha, not that friendship like that. Why? Krishna is present in everyone inside the heart as the super soul, isn't it? One who is taking shelter, fully conscious of Krishna's presence inside as his friend, he is a sakha. Not on a bodily level that Krishna is with Arjuna, so Krishna is his sakhav, Arjuna is his sakhav. No, not like that. Krishna is also our sakha. Only thing, we are not accepting it. That's the only problem. Krishna is our sakhav also. Exactly like Krishna is Arjuna's sakhav, Krishna is also our sakhav. He is sitting inside with us. But we don't recognize it. Therefore, he is not our sakhav. Sakhav can only happen. With sakhav, there is a relationship, isn't it? Mutually. It is mutually you give and take. When you have a problem, you tell your friend, isn't it? Similarly, when you have a problem, you have to tell your friend inside, who is Krishna inside. But we don't do that. We don't tell our problems to him. Similarly, when there is happiness comes in also, a real friend will share with the friend. A real sakha will share with the friend. No, when happiness comes, Krishna can stay away. I enjoy on my own, where it's only me. When problem comes, I think about him. I'll go to the temple, run to the temple. Look at the deity, pray to him, pray, day in and out. Pray for something. Nothing is coming. And he says, what kind of friend are you? You're only Arjuna's friend, you do it for him. That is not what Krishna is saying here. Bhaktosi me sakha chedi. That sakha referring to one who has accepted Krishna as the super soul, constantly with us. And actually, Krishna is the only friend. Everybody, other friends will come and go in life. They won't stay. But this friend inside is throughout, from the day we are in, and the day we exit from here, he is with us, and even after that. So therefore, one who has understood that, he is sakha. He is bhaktosime sakha chedi. And that is the rahasyam Krishna is talking about. Rahasyam hedad uttamam. Such a person will understand this rahasyam of Bhagavad Gita. That is why, while speaking Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is not bothered. Constantly saying it is rahasyam and constantly saying everything, freely revealing everything to Arjuna. Because unless these qualifications, bhaktosi me sakha chedi, he has to be a devotee. Because if you have understood as a sakha, naturally you will become a devotee. Immediately that's what you will become. Bhakta is not one who is who has initiated a name or anything. That is not the bhakta he is referring to here. Bhakta is that person who is understood that Krishna is with him all the time. And Krishna, with whom he consults in everything in life, every moment he is consulting with him in his life. And whatever Krishna, when anything happens, he accepts that it is Krishna's desire. Or Krishna wants it that way, it has happened like that. Wholeheartedly he is able to accept it. That is the nature of a proper friend, isn't it? Between friends, if the friendship has to remain forever, what has to happen? One should be able to tolerate each other. Whatever the other friend has problems, you should be able to recognize. And if something in the favorable or unfavorable conditions, friendship, genuine friendship will not break. And that genuine friendship is only possible with Krishna. nobody else. And if that happens, he is a devotee. Otherwise, he is not a devotee. So that is the devotee Krishna is referring to. Yoga Prokta Puradhana, that Puradhana yoga system, I'll speak to you now, Arjuna, because you are Bhaktosime Sakha Cheti. You are my devotee and because you are my Sakha. So this connection with Krishna and Arjuna has to be understood in that way. Arjuna is seeing Krishna. If it was not like that, Arjuna's false ego was much stronger than that, because naturally you expect a lot of false ego from a Kshatriya like Arjuna. But in spite of that, he was able to say to Krishna, Shishyasteham Shadimam Tvam Prapannam, I surrender unto you, please tell me what I should do. To ask this to Krishna is not an easy thing for Arjuna. Arjuna asked this to Krishna, isn't it? In the Bhagavad Gita, you can see in the second chapter that initially it started in a different way. But as much as when Krishna started, when Arjuna realized the situation, that crisis of Bhagavad Gita begins at that stage, when he realized that, I have no other way except to take Krishna's shelter. So that is the nature of a sakhav. So Krishna, Arjuna is a sakhav for Krishna from very beginning. And because of that, he said, Shishyasteham Shadimam Tvam Pravannam. I surrender unto you, I am your disciple. Normally, suppose there are two friends. It is difficult for one friend to tell the other, look, I am your disciple, please accept me as your disciple and instruct me. Never it happens, isn't it? Between equals, it cannot happen. But between Arjuna and Krishna, it has happened. What does that indicate? It's only to point out to us that at that point in time, Arjuna was free from false ego. Unless that it is not possible to say that. And that freedom from false ego is the beginning of that recognition of that relationship with Krishna and Arjuna. Therefore, he says there that sa evayam maya tedya yoga prokta puradana bhaktosime sakha chedi rahasyam hetad uttamam. It is only from continuation of that Arjuna asked further questions from there. You can see that. Similarly, this yogam is more important. Shastram will always be there. But when Shastram has applied and manifested in a person and he has realized the truth, then it is called yogam. Otherwise, it's not yogam. So it is that yogam Krishna is talking about here, that that when it comes to that yoga system, Krishna says here that only then you will experience this spirituality, spiritual realizations will come to you. Only in that yoga state you can understand Ekadasha Skandam, or even for that matter Bhagavad Gita also. Otherwise, academic levels you can study, courses, seminars, everything can go on. But experiencing that Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna has spoken there, and the message as it is to get in, that requires all these qualifications inside. All these qualifications inside. Nanivartena Yuktibi. Krishna says there, isn't it? Nanivartena Yuktibi Swapne Jagaranam Yadha. He says, Yavan Anarthadipamsa Nanivartena Yuktibi. In that verse, if you look, you will see in the Bhagavadam, Yavan Anarthadipamsa Nanivartena Yuktibi. And Nanivartena Yuktibi means, Krishna says there, that how one can come out of this situation. Jagartyabhi sopannatnya sopne jagaranam yatha. You can see this, one important thing here, that the realization is more important than anything else in spiritual life. If there is no realization, constantly studying books and doing everything what you have been told, deity worship, chanting the holy name, and also all other activities related to that, that will go like a karmam in this world. Just like a karmam, it will be done. Like so many karmam we do, we go to office and do a lot of work also, isn't it? In the same way, spiritual life, if it becomes like that, then that will not last very long. And not last very long. After some time, the momentum will go. And then the mind will look into other directions. But if realization keeps coming from spiritual life, with the power of the knowledge what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita and Ekadasha Skandam, then you can see that it has some powerful influence inside, which will turn our attitude in this world in a different way. Our approach to this world, our relationship with this world also changes along with that. That is what Krishna is saying through that verse. Yavan nanarthadipumso na nivarteda yuktibi.
ജാഗർത്യഭി സ്വപന്നജ്ഞ സ്വപ്നേ ജാഗരണം യഥാ. ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് വേഴ്സ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ദിസ് നാനാർത്ഥ ബുദ്ധി, വൺസ് വി ആർ നോട്ട് കം ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ദാറ്റ് നാനാർത്ഥ ബുദ്ധി, ന നിവർത്തേത യുക്തിഭി ത്രൂ ദ പ്രോസസ് ഓഫ് റിഫ്ലക്ഷൻ. ആൻഡ് ജാഗർത്യഭി സ്വപന്നജ്ഞ സ്വപ്നേ ജാഗരണം യഥാ. So, in order to say this, Krishna is saying here that so, nanatva dihi, nanatva means that this multiplicity or diversity in this world, when we come out of this, what does that mean? When you come out of this means that at the moment, we talked about this before also, we are seeing different objects in this world, isn't it? And we give a name and a form for every object. If it is a person, male, female, whatever, doesn't matter. And then a person's name is given, a form is given to him. And then for every objects also, in this world we give different objects. Strictly speaking, Krishna has spoken this before. All of that is only existing because the manifestation of the Chit Shakti. Isn't it? Chit Shakti or Haladini potency. That's what this Chit Shakti means. That Chit Shakti has manifested in this way, in different forms. And due to our nanatva buddhi, this not the self-realized state, in the conditioned state, jiva gives importance to these manifestations in these different names and forms in which it has manifested. And start thinking that it is the reality, it is the truth. And start the transactions in this world into this, through these different names and the forms. Different names and the forms in this world. And so long as we see these different names and forms in this world, then when he realizes that all these things are happening in the background of Chit Shakti, the background of Chit Shakti, and it is that Chit Shakti. Chit Shakti means consciousness, or in other words, you can also say it is that awareness. Awareness means what? Awareness means that I am there, I am existing all the time, isn't it? My existence is known to me. Even you may put me anywhere, my existence or consciousness or awareness never leaves me. Same with you, everybody. I may lose the awareness of you, but I cannot lose the awareness of me. That continuously follows me. And that is that Chit Shakti Krishna is talking about. It is in the background of that Chit Shakti, all these things in the creation is happening. So Krishna is saying here, when one realizes that all these multiple objects in this world, all this diversity, what you are experiencing and seeing in this world is nothing but a manifestation of that Chit Shakti behind the scene, then up to that point, he is dreaming in this world. Everything what he is experiencing is nothing but a dream. Same example like the cinema screen. In the cinema screen, a lot of things are happening, isn't it, on the screen. You are going and watching the cinema. You are seeing, so many things are happening on the screen. But no time you are thinking about the screen. All the time you are thinking about the story, about the actors, about the various emotions that has happened between the actors, the way they have acted, they have presented the whole. So what is actually giving you the satisfaction there? The satisfaction is that all that playing with the emotions that's going on in the cinema screen, isn't it? So when you see that, for a certain amount of time, you are unable to forget all your other, you are able to use your mind. Mind gets absorbed in that for that small period of time, 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever time. So chittavritti goes away, another set of chittavritti comes in. Chittavritti stops there, isn't it? And a new set of chittavritti comes in. And you find some happiness. Why? Because it's somebody else's problem now. Up to that time, you are having a lot of chittavritti inside, thoughts inside. All kinds of problems in that world, what you are disturbing you. Like the problem with the job, problem with the children, problem with the wife, problem with the relatives, problem with the boss in the office. Problem, everywhere problem. So all these problems are coming one after the other inside. That's called chittavritti. This is all the chittavritti inside. And that is called the mind. Mind is nothing but chittavritti. We go in sin, when it gets too much, what do? We switch on the telly. When you switch on the telly, and then what happens? for some time, at least for a couple of hours, we can forget this. We want to forget this. This chitavritti, what has come from office, home, relatives and all that. And a new chitavritti comes from the television screen. New chitavritti comes from the television screen. And when it comes from the television screen, we are not thinking about the screen, are we? We are only thinking about what's all happening in that process. So there, in order to escape from this chitavritti, we have accepted another chitavritti. What Krishna is saying to us is, so long as you keep on doing this, you are not going to escape from this. This is our way of escaping from the chitavritti. Krishna is saying, instead of seeing that chitavritti coming from the screen, if you see the screen behind it, you have escaped from the whole problem. You escape from the whole problem. So this is the whole principle. Spiritual life is nothing but forgetting about all these things what the mind has created and going towards the soul. The soul and the chit-shakti behind from the soul is the screen within which whole material creation and material activities are going on in this world. So, and once that is happened, Krishna says, the problem is that we are used to this cinema. We like the cinema. One cinema we see, and then another cinema we want. Another cinema we want. Then in between, we want this cinema also, what goes on in this world. So it is cinema from beginning to end, or movie from beginning to end. That's the whole life is one cinema in different times it comes. And whole Jagrat state is nothing but in this cinema state. It is only watching cinema. So Krishna is saying that when you come out of that, for example, in the cinema theater, there will be a first show, a second show, third show like that. You will see people coming, going. The proprietor of the cinema theater, he is not bothered what's happening in the cinema. He knows it's all happening in the screen. He is not going to take serious note of it. If you tell him, oh, this cinema, this has happened, that has happened, he doesn't bother about it. Why? He's only concerned about the money, what he's going to get from the people, how many tickets has been sold. That's all his concern is. So similarly, as long as we understand, that is the point Krishna is making. This is only an example to make it easier to understand. Krishna's point is, yavan nanartha dipumso nanivarteda yuktibi. Nanivarteda yuktibi. Jagartyabhi sovanatnya sotne jagaranam yadha. This cinema is going on continuously. Krishna is saying that sotne jagaranam yadha, unless you come out of the screen, come out of the cinema and start seeing the screen. Once you started recognizing the screen, then you won't be interested to know about these are all happening in the background of the screen. Similarly, in the background of chit shakti, all these things are happening. So this is how Krishna has spoken so far to in answer to the four Kumaras. And after saying all these things, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are some fantastic verses coming from now on. And in order to convince us this point, in order to convince this point to us, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about six powerful verses through which Krishna wants to establish that it is this illusion, this cinema that we are in with. That come out of this cinema, that's what Krishna is saying in the next verses, verse 22. Yo jagare bahiranukshana dharminorthan bhumte samasta karane hridal sadrikshan svapne sushuptam ubasam harade samekaha smriti anvayal triguna vritti idrigindriyeshaham. Yo jagare bahiranukshana dharminorthan bhumte samasta karane hridal sadrikshan svapne sushuptam ubasam harade sameka smrit anvayal trigunavarti trigindriyeshaham. Evam vimrshya gunado manasastrevastaha manmayaya mayi krida idi nischida arthaha samchidyahardam anumanasadukti tishnatjnanasina bhajadamam akhila samshayadhim. Icheda vibramamimam manaso vilasam mrishtam vinashtam adilolam alata chakram
വിജ്ഞാനമേകം ഉരു ദൈവ വിഭാതിമായ സ്വപ്നസ്ത്രിത ഗുണവിസർഗകൃതോ വികൽപാഹ ദൃഷ്ടിം തഥാ പ്രതിനിവൃത്യ നിവൃത്തതൃഷ്ണാഹ തൂഷ്ണീം ഭവേൻ നിജസുഖാനുഭവോ നിരീഹ സംദൃശ്യതേ ക്വചയതീതം അവസ്തുബുദ്ധ്യാഹ ത്യക്തം ഭ്രമായ ന ഭവേൽ സ്മൃതി അനിപാതാൽ ദേഹം ച നശ്വരം അവസ്ഥിതം ഉത്ഥിതം വാ സിദ്ധോ ന പശ്യതി യതോ അധ്യഗമത്സ്വരൂപം ദൈവാദപേദ് ഉദദൈവവശാദുപേദം വാസോ യഥാ പരികൃതം മതിരാമധാന്ധാഹ ദെൻ ദേഹോവി ദൈവവശകം ഗലുകർമ്മയാവൽ സ്വാരംഭകം പ്രതിസമീക്ഷതം ഏവസാസു തം സപ്രപഞ്ചം അതിരൂഢ സമാധിയോഗം സ്വപ്നം പുനർന്ന ഭജതേ പ്രതിബുദ്ധ വസ്തുഃ സോ ദീസ് വേഴ്സസ് ഫ്രം യോജാഗരി വേഴ്സ് 32 ടു വേഴ്സ് 37 ദേ ആർ ദ മോസ്റ്റ് ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് വേഴ്സസ് ഇൻ ദിസ് ഏകാദശ സ്കന്ധം വൈ ബിക്കോസ് ത്രൂ ദീസ് വേഴ്സസ് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് ടെലിംഗ് എസ് സം ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻ്റ് തിങ്സ് After he has spoken to the four Kumaras Jagrat Swapnam Sushupti, that is what he has basically discussed with the Kumaras, isn't it? So after saying that, Krishna is saying to them that in these verses, all the objects in this world, what you see in the Jagrat is continuously subjected to change, isn't it? യോ ജാഗ്രതി കൃഷ്ണ സൈസ് തെരസൻ യോ ജാഗരേ ബഹുരു അനുക്ഷണം ധർമ്മിനോ അർത്ഥാൻ ദാറ്റ് അനുക്ഷണം അനുക്ഷണം മീൻ എവ്രി മോമെൻറ്റ് എവ്രിതിങ് ഇസ് ചേഞ്ചിങ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് വി ആർ ചേഞ്ചിങ് എവ്രി മോമെൻറ്റ് ഇസ് ഇൻ ഇറ്റ് ഓൺലി തിങ് വി ഡോണ്ട് നോ അബൌട്ട് ഇറ്റ് ചേഞ്ചസ് ഹാപ്പനിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് സെൽഫ് ഷോസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ ഇഗ്നോറൻറ്റ് വി ആർ ആൻഡ് വാട്ട് എ ഡ്രീം സ്റ്റേറ്റ് വി ആർ ഇൻ വി ആർ ചേഞ്ചിങ് ദിസ് ബോഡി ഈസ് ചേഞ്ചിങ് ഈവൺ ദി Every cell is changing, new cells are born, old cells are dying. The scientists even agree today that every 7 years, all the cells in the body are replaced with a new set of cells. Scientists even agree with that. So change is a factor in this world. Everything is changing. That's what he says here. Yo jagare behir anukshanam dharmino arthan. യ ജാഗരേ ബഹി അനുക്ഷണധർമ്മിനർത്ഥാൻ സമസ്തകരണൈ ഭുങ്ക്തി തത് സദൃശാൻ സ്വപ്നേ ഹൃദി സുഷുപ്തേ ഉപസംഹരതേ സ്മൃതി അന്വയാൻ സ ഏക ഗുണ ത്രിഗുണവൃത്തി ദൃക് ഇന്ദ്രിയേഷ സോ ഹൂ കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് ഹിയർ ഇൻ ദ വേക്കൻ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ദ വൺ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ചേഞ്ചിങ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ദ ബോഡി സ്പിരിച്വൽ റിയലൈസേഷൻ ഓൾ ക്യാൻ ഹാപ്പൻ വിത്തിൻ ദിസ് വെരി ബോഡി If you study this body very well, you can get self-realized. That's the point Krishna is making. That body is continuously changing. What else? Mind. Is that stable? Continuously changing. Intelligence. Is that stable? Continuously changing. False ego. Is that stable? Again changing. So in this whole mix-up of various changing factors, body, mind, intelligence, ego, all of them, Krishna says here, bhungte samasta karane hridital sadrikshan, that one who is enjoying the senses in these changing conditions, when we are enjoying senses, we don't think about all these kind of things, isn't it? Is everything changing in me? Who has got time to change? We just want to enjoy, that's all. So that enjoyment itself is ignorance. That's what Krishna is saying. That the something is changing, and changing means, what does changing mean? Changing means that everything has got six changes happening, isn't it? Shat parinama bhedam, it's called. It takes birth, grows for some time, and then it stays in a stable state for some time, start dwindling, as byproducts, start dwindling, decay and death. So these six states is called Shad Parinama Vedam in the Shastra. So these six changes are happening to the body, are happening to the body. Prahlada Maharaj also said this while Narada Maharshi was instructing Prahlada, he mentioned these things in the seventh canto also. He says there that So in the dream state, when you go, what's happening? All the vasanas inside have come out and is trying to look for happiness through mind or experience through the mind. In the vacant state, the vasanas are trying to experience through the body. In the dream state, it's trying to experience through the mind. And he says there, and the same person in the sushupti states, he moves away from all these things of this enjoyment through the mind and the body. He gives it up in the sushupti state, which is another state. So these three states, what we are experiencing, is called the change. That's why Krishna says there, Yo jagare behur anikshana dharmin orthan bhungte samasta karane kriti tal sadrikshan. Then you constantly, one who is conscious of this, that the change is happening in me all the time, he is, Krishna says, is vidwan, he is knowledgeable. That means he is conscious of the reality. That jagrat is coming, jagrat is going. Dream is coming, dream is going. Sushupti is coming, sushupti is going. Jagrat is coming back again. So this is what is happening to my body, mind, intelligence. Not to me. Not to the person. So Krishna's point is here that while we are observing this body alone, so many changes are happening in this body, isn't it? So many changes are happening in this body. That while living in this body, so many cells were born, so many cells have died. So while living in this body, and even while hearing the same thing, and so many changes are happening within us. Within this body, so many changes are happening. So sometimes we see someone, and after, say, we are not seeing him for a long time, say 5 years or so, then we see him again, then immediately we notice either he has gone fat or he has gone thin. So we'll mention that to him, isn't it? The change, we notice it at that time. But what Krishna is saying here is, the change has not happened over a period of 5 years, the change has been happening continuously. Continuously the change has been happening. In reality, the old body, what you have seen 5 years ago, is not there anymore. That body has gone. A new body has come. But the power of Maya is so strong that you are completely convinced that you are dealing with the same old person. Is it not? You are still thinking, I am dealing with the same person. I know him long ago, we say. You don't know him. We say like that. When we mutually, we say, oh, I met him 10 years ago in London. I know him since then. And he's a good friend of mine. That friend is gone. The body also is gone. You are dealing with a completely different person now. Completely different person. That is the first thing Krishna says to understand. That this is a very important factor. Because this Shat Parinama Vedam, that is, changes what is happening into the body. That this will happen, he says here, that this is that body what you are observing and saying to him, that you have become fat, you have gone, become thin. It's only with reference to the body you are talking to him. And body has gone through so many changes during that period. During that period. Similarly, this jiva, living entity also, goes out in the world and see a lot of objects in this world. And all those objects are also changing. Objects are also changing, isn't it? Krishna says here, in the dream state, samasta karane hridital sadrikshan. He says hridital sadrikshan. What it means is that the things what you have experienced in the jagrat state, they are the same thing coming to you in the dream state in a very subtle form. In a very subtle form. You have to think about dreams. When the dream comes, it is interesting sometimes to analyze why certain dreams have come in a certain way, particular way. You will observe sometimes that something, some connection with your vacant state and the dream state, you will notice at that time. The jnanis have studied these things in a very subtle level. The sages who knew about this, they gave so much importance to it. He says, how you live your jagrat state will decide your dream state. How you live your jagrat state. No doubt there are many vasanas inside in our subtle body. But in jagrat state, whatever transactions you are conducting, those transactions will come and disturb your
disturb your dream state. Disturb your dream state. And this is well known. Certain, for example, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, there is a strong connection with the mind and the food. Mind and the food. Krishna spoke on that. With 13th chapter, he says that. Upanishads also says exactly the same thing. So, certain types of food create certain type of mind. Satyam, the foods in the mood of goodness, will create a mind in the mood of goodness. Food in the mood of passion will create a mind in the mood of passion. Similarly, food in the mood of ignorance will create a mind in the mood of ignorance. Isn't it? This is the reason why we say it should be prasadam and it should be offered to Krishna and it should be cooked as per the instructions as we should follow, because it helps to create the sattvayam nature in a person. And what does it help? Because accordingly our connection with the mind and the food. Anam becomes a food, isn't it? Anam becomes a mind. So in the same way, the mind will be the key player in the dreams. So if the activities, eating habits and other habits also is all full of rajogunam and tamogunam, then naturally you can expect the dreams also of a similar quality, of a similar nature. You will not get any good sattugunam dreams if you are living a life of rajogunam and tamogunam. That's not possible. It is possible that while executing rajogunam and tamogunam, all the dreams that appears also will be of rajogunam and tamogunam nature. Will be also of rajogunam and tamogunam nature. So, Krishna's point here is that Hridisadrudakshan, that whatever it is there in the vacant state, they are present inside you in the subtle form, sushma rubam, and will appear in front of you in the dream state. Then in the sushupti state, what's happening? Krishna says there that sotne sushupta upasamharade. Upasamharade means you are able to break away from this whole world of vasanas in the sushupti state. Upasamharade. Upasamharade means, Krishna says here, Svapne sushupta upasamharade sam ekaha. That it is in that state in the sushupti that you are able to completely break up from the svapnam and the jagrat where vasanas have controlled you. Svapne sushupta upasamharade. Upasamharanam means closing down. Closing down this drama or cinema of Jagrat and dream, you can do in the Sushupti state. And they are all independent. Who is doing this? The soul who is not going through any of these states is experiencing this based on the modes of nature that's present in the intelligence. So, you have to go through this Jagrat, Svapnam, Sushupti states has to be analyzed very detailed. That's why Krishna says here, that when he goes to that deep sleep state, and he realizes that he is on his own and he is happy. And he is happy as well. He is not that he is alone. Whereas in Jagrat we want others also with you to become happy. Whereas in Sushupti I am happy on my own without anyone around me. Just see that difference. In Jagrat, only if you have friends, family, society, all these things, you are happy. But in Sushupti, I'm happy without all these botherations, all these things, what I use for my happiness in the Jagrat state. So that is what Krishna is saying in that first verse. Yo Jagare Bahuranichana Dharmi Northan Bhunte Samastakarane Hridal Sadrakshan Sopne Sushuptam Ubasamharade Samegaha Smriti Anvayal Trigunavartitri Indriyeshaham. Krishna says that in all these states, when he comes out of the Jagrat, when he comes out of the dream state and in the deep sleep state, in all these three states are remembered by the soul when he comes out. When he comes out of the three states, he remembers about these three states. That because he remembers that I have been these three states, he is independent. Only because if you are independent, you can remember them. Otherwise, you can't remember them. Suppose you are one of them, how can you remember them? The proof that you are not the part of Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti is this, that when you come out of that, you are able to remember that I went through that state, that state, that state. And you are able to stand out of it and say clearly that I was in that state, I was in this state, I was in that state. Though you are able to say that only because you are only a witness at that state, you are not a part of that state. You are not a part of that state. That's what he says here. Svapne sushuptam upasamharade samegaha smriti anvayal trigunavartitra indriyeshaham. Then Krishna says here, I have seen the dreams and I have slept very well in my deep sleep state, but now I am awake. That's one logic we say, isn't it? Sometimes we say like that. Okay, I accept that. I had dreams in my dream state. I had a deep sleep in the deep sleep state, in the Sushupti state. But now I am awake, we say like that, isn't it? Krishna says at that time that you have to accept that the soul, even in the vacant state, is not experiencing anything in this world. Is not experiencing anything in this world. Because when you go into the dream state, this Jagrat state is not there. That's the proof for that. You are not carrying the Jagrat state with you into the dream state. Nor you are carrying the Jagrat state to the deep sleep state. It's not going with you. In other words, when the Jagrat was happening, you were independent. Otherwise, you would have carried this with you if it were in the Jagrat state. So it was only at that time it has a reality. It has no reality in the dream state and the deep sleep. Because most of the people will argue against this. They will say to you, well, dream state, okay, so it's only a dream, they'll say. Sushupti, oh, it's full of ignorance, deep sleep. But how can you reject the vacant state? They will say. Krishna's point is, no, it's not like that. Krishna's saying, that's why in the beginning of the chapter, he made that categorical statement. What is that? What did he say? He said, gunado buddhi vrtaya, all three modes of nature are in relationship with the buddhi, not to the soul. He wanted to make it very clear in the beginning. Sasam vilakshano jiva sakshitvena vinischidam, isn't it? He said that. Why did he say that? For this reason only. He did not want us to think that in Jagrat state everything is fine. Only in the dream and deep sleep it is in a different state. No, Jagrat everything is true. People will misunderstand like that. Natural tendency is like that, isn't it? Because we, all transactions in the Jagrat state, we accept it as real. Is it not? That's our nature. Krishna is saying, forget that. Jagrat state is only as real as the dream, as real as the deep sleep. Nothing more than that. So that is what he says here. That the in this state, he says here, Hridi Sadrikshan, that Smriti Anvayad, Smriti Anvayad Artham. What is Smriti? Smriti means you have experienced something and you are able to remember later. That is called Smriti. Only something what you experienced something before, you are able to experience remember that later. So, what you are experiencing in this world, that is what in Smriti you are recollecting that. You are recollecting that. That's all it is, isn't it? Suppose you had experienced something in the office, you came home in the evening, and then you are recollecting all what has happened in the office. That recollection, that is called Smriti. And that power to recollect is called Smriti, which comes from Krishna. When Krishna says it comes from the soul, in other words. That is that verse in the Bhagavad Gita. You know the famous verse, isn't it? What does that verse say? Verse says that Mattasmritir jnanam abohanam cha vedeshcha sarveir ahameva vedyo vedandakrit vedavideva chaham. Isn't it? What does that begin with, the verse? Sarvasya jaham hridi sannivishto. Krishna is present in everyone inside. And Mattasmriti jnanam abohanam. All the three things, memory, knowledge and forgetfulness, everything coming from me, Krishna says. From me means where? From the soul. From the soul. That is how it works. Matha, Smriti, Jnanam, Apohanam. That Smriti is coming from the
soul. So that soul who comes back and reports to us, sarvasya jaham kriti sannivishto matasmradirjnanam apohanam cha vedeshya sarveir ahameva vedyo vedandakrut vedavideva chaham. That knowing that this spirituality, spiritual reality is self-realization is what Krishna is talking about. Krishna says there that it is me, this very person who was dreaming is the same person who has gone and slept well. And it's the same person without any dream has slept. And the same person who has slept well has woken up and come again. If all these three people were three different people, then he cannot declare that, isn't it? He cannot say that I've experienced. The fact that he is declaring this, I had a dream, I had a good sleep, I was in this state, in the vacant state, I did this. Everything is one person is speaking. That is the proof to show that it is the same soul which is going through all the three states. Is that okay? That the same person, they are not three different people. People, if you ask, sometimes they will say, oh, I was in a dream, so you were somebody different. No, because what he is saying to us, in the dream what he experienced, in the deep sleep what he has experienced, in the vacant state what he has experienced, everything is reported by the same person. And because it's repeated by the same person, is the proof that it is the one person who was experiencing all the three states of existence. Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti. In all these three states, that person was like a witness. And and the Chit Shakti alone is allowing him to do that. And Smriti Anvayam. And one who is in all these three states without any change, who is staying there. Triguna Vritti Drik Indriyesha. Krishna says, Triguna Vritti Drik Indriyesha. He is the center of all the senses. In other words, he is a witness of all the three modes of material nature and also realizes that Chit Shakti is my Surupam. In other words, my real identity is that Chit Shakti. He will know by that. And one who has Evam Vimrshya Pathaya, Krishna says, this understanding should come to you by proper scrutiny of the Shastram, of the Shastram of three states of existence. He says, due to that, one should hear that from the spiritual plane. One should hear that. And with the intelligence, not with the material intelligence, but Sushma Buddhi, means that spiritual consciousness, one should analyze that. And Manasahatri Avastha, that Jagrat Swapnam Sushupti, Sattvam Rajasa Tamasa, all these three states of existence and three modes of nature are all happening here due to the presence of a very powerful force inside, which is known as Chit Shakti. Only in the presence of Chit Shakti, Krishna is making us to aware that this material body, what we are seeing, is not a very simple thing. It's a very complex phenomenon inside. That Chit Shakti in behind the scene is operating, and in the influence of Chit Shakti, the three modes of nature are coming in and the three states of existence are following that with the presence of the three modes of nature. In the presence of the Chit Shakti, the three modes of nature are operating and we are going through these three states of existence. That is the point Krishna is making there. So, having said that, Krishna says here that with that power, that how does that happen? That Krishna says there, when it is happening without the knowledge of Chit Shakti, you can take it, it is the power of Maya. It's the power of Maya. Under the influence of Maya is happening. So that's why he said in the next verse, Evam Vimrshya Gunado Manasastra Avastha Man Mayaya Mai Krida Iti Nishchidartha. Then samchitya hardam anumanam anumanasa dukti krishna jnanasena bhajadamam akhila samshayadhim. So where is the difference? Let's understand this properly. When the three modes of nature are in us, what does that mean? It means Maya is in us. Maya is the three modes of nature, isn't it?
when we refer, what is Maya means? Maya means the three modes of material nature. So when the three modes of material nature are operating within us, we have to understand that it is happening under the influence of the modes of nature. When it is under the influence of Chit Shakti, when we understand that, when we realize that it's happening under the influence of Chit Shakti, then you can say that these three modes of nature, you are only a witness to the three modes of nature as well as to the three states of existence. Krishna says, evam vimrshya gunato. Vimrshya means to study critically. To study this message, what Krishna is giving to us, to study it and thoughtfully and scrutinize it, everything. Manasastra avastha, three states for the mind. And manmayaya mayikridam, that it is coming from my maya. That due to three modes of nature, the mind is going through three states of existence, and it has been created by the power of maya. And that, Krishna says, samchidyahardam anumanasaduktiteshna jnana asina vajadate akhila samshayadim. That knowing this very well, he should take to the process of hearing and chanting, and engage in the sadhana bhakti, and that if that increases, when the shravanam and kirtanam and mananam increases, what will happen? Then he says, jnanasinam, this his knowledge, sword of knowledge, asi means sword, jnanam, the sword of knowledge, jnanasina, with that sword, vajadadekhila samshayadhim, you will break away from the grip of that power of maya and come to understand the power of Chit Shakti. That is that verse. So, it is important, you can see what Krishna says there. In that one verse, Krishna had said everything what he has to say. That spiritual life is not simply reading books, and it requires that surrender to the principles what Krishna has spoken here. When we surrender to Krishna's, this is the process of knowledge. What Krishna is talking about is jnanamargam. If one cannot do any of these things, then Krishna says there is another option, and that is the process of bhakti. Bhakti means what? Surrender. Complete leaving everything to Krishna. And whatever comes in life, no complaint. Accepting everything as Krishna's decision. And totally surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, if you do that, one day I'll hand over this knowledge to you without asking for it. But you have to surrender to that. But when we don't surrender, we say we are all devotee, devotee, devotee. That devotee won't get very far. Devotee will be devotee only. It will stay like that. But surrender is the key for bhakti. Sharanagari is the key for bhakti. And Atmavijaram, this analysis of the self through this process, is the knowledge, is the key for jnanam, key for the knowledge. In other words, Shraddha is the key for jnanam. Sharanagari is the key for bhakti. Without these two, neither process will work. Without Shraddha, jnanam will not work. Without Sharanagari, bhakti will not work. There will not be any bhakti. Everything else is simply a wash up, only a... It's not going to produce any results at the end. So if you want realizations, Krishna is saying, if you want realizations, if you want Ekadasha Skandham to go in and to start working, Krishna says, think about this, what I am saying, continuously, and see through it properly. When Krishna says to us, everything is changing in this world, first thing is that reality, continuously changing. Nothing is permanent in this world. Body is changing, mind is changing, all the objects are changing, whole world is changing, rivers are changing, mountain is changing. One person goes and stands on the river bank and he is looking at the river continuously. Oh, the Ganga river is flowing. The Ganga 1 second ago has gone, another Ganga has come. The water has changed, isn't it? So, whom do you call Ganga? The one who has gone or the one who is coming? Who is Ganga there? So what is not changing in this world? Mountains are changing, rocks are changing, everything is changing. Weather is also changing, as they're saying. So everything is changing. And in this changing world, we are claiming we have got knowledge. Krishna says that's not possible. That's not possible. So long as your identification is with any of the changing objects, proper knowledge cannot be there. Proper knowledge cannot develop. So that is why he said in the very beginning itself, why this is required is that nanatva buddhi, that seeing this diversity in this world will only leave you when you give up, when you consciously accept this changing nature of this world. That is the way to get out of this nanatva buddhi, which is logical, isn't it? Once you know that something is not permanent in this world, what will you do? You leave that stuff, isn't it? You don't want to take it very seriously. It's only temporary anyway. So by talking about the objects of this world and object about all other living entities in this way, Krishna is pointing out to this one important point, that the because it is constantly changing, none of these forms, none of these names with whom you are identifying with are permanent, and they are all constantly changing, so they are not a reality. They are not a reality. That's what he is saying there. Yo jagare bahuranikshana dharminorthan bhungte samastakarane hridital sadrakshan sutne sushuptam ubasamharade samegaha smrityanvayal trigunavarti trigindriyeshaham. Then, one who realizes in the Jagrat state that this material body, everything is changing first, continuously changing, one after the other it's changing. We say boyhood, youthhood, old age and disease, old age and death, birth, then we have the boyhood, then we have changed, again we have changed, then the youth, again we have changed, we are not the same person anymore. Although we say, I am still the same person, but my body has changed. And it is identifying with this changing body that I am saying that I am so-and-so, I am belong to this place, belong to that. Everything is centered around this changing identity, not the real identity. So, he says here, bhungte samasta karane kridal sadrakshan. And whatever you have done in the vacant state with these changing identities, that is what is coming in the dream state again. You see? Whatever business you have done, transactions you have done in this world, in this changing identities of this world, it comes and haunts you in the dream state in another form, again, which is changing. For example, 20 years of life you can experience in 10 minutes in a dream state, which proves to us that even the time is a changing factor. Isn't it? The changing nature of the time is proving to us that. That say for 10 years you have experienced your schooling or something, it all can come in a dream one night and you can go through the whole thing in one night. Only the time, if you look at it from the way we measure the time, you may see that what you have experienced in a short time was what you have experienced in 10 years of schooling. So, but the experience what you got during that time could be as bad as when you went through the schooling time. Can be as bad as that. Not to prove to us that in Swapnam state or in the dream state, what you are experiencing is nothing but actually what you are going through in the dream state. That's why he says here, bhungte samasta karane hridital sadrikshan sotne sushuptam ubasamhara desame egaha smrita anvayal trigunavartitri indriyeshaha. Then as soon as you move into sushupti state, you close down this business of Swapnam. Dream state is also Vasamharade sa egaha. But only good thing what you can remember is egaha. It is that one person who has gone through all these three states of existence. Smriti anvayal, smriti, that smriti of remembrance of that. Turuna vrittidri indriyeshaha. So he says here that all the three states he is remembering, that is the proof it was the same person who was going through all the three states. Ekaha. Smrit anvayal trigunavritti trikindriyeshaha. The trigunavritti means the activities of the three modes of material nature. That is what was causing these changes that was happening in your consciousness. That is what was experienced by you at that point in time. But Krishna says they have nothing to do with the soul. That person, why Krishna is saying all these things? We have to understand that. Krishna is saying this because our conditioned mind is so used to thinking in one way. isn't it? It can only think in one way. What is that one way? One way is this, that whatever we have acquired from this world, that's our way, isn't it? Whatever we have got used to in this world, that's our way. Suppose we have experienced something in the dream state, in the deep sleep, in the wakened state. That has become our way. And we only accept that as the, that's the truth. We don't know anything else than that. But what Krishna is saying to us is, that even those three states what you are experiencing, look at it from Egaha as a separate entity, because they are also happening because of his presence behind. The soul, with the presence of Chit Shakti, due to the Chit Shakti, all these things are happening in this world. And if you can reach that state of self-realization of the soul, of the spiritual identity, then you will see what is happening here properly. Up to that point you can't see it, because you are a part of that, what's going on here. So that is why he's saying in that way, he keep on reminding us to pull out of this, the world outside, the mind to turn inwards. The external mind cannot comprehend these things because it's so absorbed in the world outside, changing the world, correcting the world, and getting the world sorted out. And then we are saying we'll have our spiritual life. But our spiritual life can't wait for all that. First, if the world is no use, leave it. Leave behind the world. Go after the spiritual life. That's the point Krishna's making. So the sages who have that quality, Muni, they are called, isn't it? Muni. Why? We are always on the Maunam. They are silently reflecting on these things. So they are always thinking in what is happening and they are holding on to that. The reality what Krishna has spoken. Everything is changing in this world. I cannot accept any of these things as the truth, including my body, mind, and what am I? That's the question that is constantly they are asking. Who am I then, if all these changes are happening like this, in respect to the body, in respect to the mind, in respect to the intelligence? Nothing is, you cannot identify with any of them, because why? I am always existing as consciousness. So if I am always existing as consciousness, I have to be something different than the body, mind, intelligence, senses, false ego. I have to be something different than that, because they are all changing. But me, that awareness I am existing, never leaves me. It doesn't change. Even if you take my cut off my body partly away, still I don't get 75%. I don't become 75%. I am still in full. I say I am existing. If you take my head off, even I will exist. I won't go. I may leave this body, but I don't leave. I don't go. So in these examples, Krishna is trying to shift our attention from the body, from the mind, from the intelligence, from the ego, towards the soul. And that is that connection, what we say, we have lost with Krishna. When we say, we have fallen down from the Golokam, we have fallen down from another world, when people are asking this question, when were we there, how many years ago it happened? You can't give a time and date for that. The moment you have forgotten Krishna, or this connection is broken between that Sakha inside and us, that moment you have fallen. That moment we have fallen. And the connection is broken and we are in that broken state for a long period of time. We have been in that broken state. As soon as that connection is re-established through self-realization, what Krishna is talking about in the Ekadasha Skandam, you will notice that all that Golokam, Vaikuntham and Kailasam, everything comes back again. That is the connection with Krishna. So Ekadasha Skandam is called Mukti Skandam, isn't it? Ekadasha Skandam is called Mukti Skandam, or the Skandam relationship with the Mukti, or the freedom from the cycle of birth and death. We'll discuss next Sunday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.